Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, how you doing tonight?
Getting over an illness, but doing all right.
Uh-huh. Have you been taking medicine?
Well, herbs. I don't take medicine for anything. Take herbs.
I know how you are. Probably the wiser choice most of the time.
Sometimes it takes a little longer to heal when you do that, but it's healthier for you.
Exactly. Don't have all these things that your body has to fight against in addition to the illness.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, it's the new moon. Happy new moon.
Happy new moon in Virgo.
Let the workaholics get to work.
Well, they really want you right now.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. This is a nice one, too, because we've got also Mercury kind of in the mix there, too, kissing the lights. I love that.
Absolutely.
A lot of mental focus here, a lot of conversations, a lot of analyzation of things.
And it also has a sun conjunct it too as well, which really makes it quite empowering in this process. You know, anytime you have a stellium, it really powers it even stronger.
I know it, yeah. I've been working on things all day and trying not to lose the picture because I've got all these little teeny things on a list I'm trying to do.
details.
That's about it. It's kind of a quiet moon, really. It's not making a lot of angles to other things other than the stellium it's in, really. It's going to be kind of a quiet moon, I think.
Well, it is, you know, right there, squaring Jupiter, just, you know, right there. So it's just barely touching it in Gemini. So, again, here, I think a lot of it has to do with correcting communications, recorrecting, redirecting your words and communications between people, besides cleaning things up, you know, and that cleaning process that Virgo has. But more Mercurian with that, to where it's more in communication.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Well, we'll see what I can do with this because I have a lot of work to do over the next couple of days, and I'm hoping it all goes as planned.
Keep working and keep communicating, and it should.
Yeah, I've been telling a lot of my clients, you know, if at first you don't get your point across, back up and use, you know, a parable or a little hyperbole to illustrate your point to get their attention back. You may have to explain things more than once.
Absolutely.
It's kind of similar to a Mercury retrograde in a way, except for the fact that the solar light, if you're really vibrating the frequency of the other person, you'll be able to get through.
Absolutely. It doesn't. It makes it clearer if you take a step back emotionally and look at it more analytically.
Yeah. I know, but I've had a lot of emotional callers, you know, in my business. It's like a lot of my private clients, I mean, people have been really, really emotional and very frustrated and everything. I'm hoping that this new moon is going to give them new perspectives to deal with things more effectively because, you know, the thing about Gemini is that it gathers together data. That's all it does. It doesn't judge the data. It has a balanced view. It can be very objective. But the Virgo energy, it's almost like this hall has to have meaning. There's got to be a point to the matter. There's got to be a reason I'm going through this. It's like that.
Absolutely. Especially going to as well.
Yeah. Losing a little bit, but this is another problem with this connection sometimes. So anyway, we have a bunch of callers holding on. Would you like to take a caller?
Oh, sure.
You'll never guess who's first.
Let me see. Danielle.
Yes. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We knew you'd be calling in. We both had you on screen already. We appreciate your loyalty very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
what do you want to know tonight?
I guess relationships and love again.
Well, you know, you have something interesting coming in your transits this week. But it's coming this week, towards the end of the week, is Venus is finally going to actually go into your first house. Okay, and that Venus and Leo in the romance situation. So realize that by the end of this week, the restrictions that have been upon you as far as this relationship is concerned is going to start to shift and change right at that verge and right at that edge.
Okay.
And Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, has been retrograde in your fifth house of romance and is getting ready to go direct on Tuesday. Now, because Pluto is such a ponderous planet, it literally seems like it stands still for about a week. But it's a great time to make some inner decisions for you about the rules that you want to make in relationships rather than the rules that other people are making.
Okay.
Now, we know you're over-processing everything, Danielle, because both the Sun, the Moon, and even Mercury are squaring your Gemini Sun. And so we know that you're over-processing and trying to draw conclusions and make sense out of all of this. And, oh, I'm so sorry.
Psychologically,
yeah.
Really fair. Yes. It's time for you to busy doing something else. You know your values and beliefs, and you know what you stand for and don't stand for. Do something else until
Did you get that, Danielle? I'm having a little trouble hearing her. Did you hear that?
No.
No, yeah. There's a lot of static on the line over there, Jacqueline. You keep breaking up a little bit, but as Jacqueline was saying, it's like, you know, to do other things and stuff like that until this shift starts to happen. You know, late next week, you're going to feel the shift. In the meantime, what the lights are doing is they're forming a beautiful trine to Chiron, the wounded healer, in your natal chart. And I know you've been working on your healing business and all that stuff, and also on your own health, which has been very good. So I would concentrate more on those things. And I know you're going to have to spend some time processing or writing or thinking about some things as well. But the time for action is more towards the latter part of the week.
Okay, so just sit and wait, I guess.
I know, that whole patience lesson, doesn't that just stink?
It does.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But we love you. We're glad you called in, and you have a really wonderful night. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Do you think you can see a better line?
Yeah, because I can hardly hear you. Want to try calling back in?
Okay.
All right. I'll let you call back. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. We're having a few minor technical difficulties which we're trying to resolve. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up the next caller here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Why do I hear myself kind of like echoing?
I know we're really having some technical difficulties tonight, and I just had my my co-host call back in because I couldn't hear her either. Let me see if I can get her up here online.
Okay.
Are you back? I have another caller that I just picked up, and he's having trouble hearing on his end anything with the echo, so it might not be you. Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can go ahead and tough through and answer your question. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
I'm not sure how to put it. Like, things just, I don't know, I'm just, like, really angry at kind of a story of mine. Just, like, sometimes, like, I just wish I want to die, like, right now.
Right.
It's, like, I wish I could accomplish things. I've been struggling for years, and I've been trying to find a job. I haven't worked for like 1.5 years.
Wow.
And I just, that's just how I could put it. I don't want to make a story out of this whole thing.
birthday?
What is your birthday?
My birthday is October 18, 1989. I was born in Connecticut, 1:18 a.m.
You were born in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Hmm. I have you in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
It's New Britain. Like Great Britain, but New Britain.
Okay. I must have made a mistake last time you called in. Okay. Did you get that, Jacqueline?
That was 1:18 p.m.?
A.M. in the morning.
Okay. Then yes, I have it.
Yes, I have it.
Okay. What did you used to do for a living?
I used to work at Old Navy. I hated that job anyway.
Right?
Well,
what did you want to do for a living?
Huh?
What did you want to do for a living?
I just finished schooling in aesthetics. I just wish I could do everything, like a lot of things. But feels like it's impossible. So I feel like I want to just do everything. Like I want to know like 13 different languages. I want to do more than just. I don't know.
Right.
And you know what this job set you up for?
A
diplomat. The language thing I really like for you and the communications I really like for you, you can adapt to it and learn it very well. But you work very well with being more of a liaison between people and working with people, as a liaison. I do strongly suggest you learning many different languages and trying to get into a field using those languages. I think it would work really well for you.
Oh.
That wonderful Gemini moon.
Yeah.
Do you like to write?
Actually, right now I'm trying to, kind of increase my vocabulary. I'm trying to do, a lot of English stuff right now. Like, I'm doing, different research on what's the verb and the pronoun and all these grammar rules and punctuation rules, and I'm just trying to retain memory. So yeah, I'm right now I'm just that whole writing thing. Yeah, I know my mind is.
Go ahead.
I want to know a lot of things. Why? But I just want to know.
Right.
But I'm trying to keep my mind busy because I've been depressed. I'm dealing with too much, drama with the family, which I have dealt with every day, 24/7, pretty much all my life. I wish I could just out, but I'm trying to, deal with the whole thing.
Exactly.
So I wish I had a job to I could afford just to move out and live on my own.
Well, there is a couple of shifts that are going on right now with this new moon, because the new moon's all about new beginnings. And I think if you let the disappointments over the last year and a half affect you, you're not going to be able to make as much progress as you can if you say, it's a new moon, the rules are changing, and planets are getting ready to go direct, Pluto's getting ready to go direct, Mars is in Scorpio right now, sitting very close to your natal Pluto, the planet of empowerment. And it seems like you wanted to have a job fairly close to home, didn't you?
Yeah, the job I interviewed Monday, that would have been a good job. I have to say, that would have been a good job. It's been enough for me to be on my own. And even though it was close to my home, not too close to home, but it is close enough. Like I could just take the build. I could take the bus, and the bus would be right in front of the building. And they say my and it's not reliable because I don't drive. Oh, that's one thing I'm so upset about. At least right now.
Yeah.
But I knew I would have had that app.
Right.
Oh, well.
What was the job doing?
Customer relations.
Yeah, and that is probably where you would shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Saturn sitting on your sun, my feeling is that all it's going to take is the right interviewer. I think it's going to depend a lot on the person that manages whatever establishment you go to, but I do feel it's going to be in your neighborhood where you live. It's not going to be very far away. Because I don't think you want to have something that's too far away. I think that would really tax you. And, you know, you do have Saturn sitting on your sun right now, so the right person that interviews you is going to see your potential. Now, with Pluto moving forward next Tuesday, I really think that you need to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and just start over again and say, you know what, the right person is going to see me, and they're going to see my potential, and they're going to make this happen.
Okay. Because
you have Leo rising, and, you know, you're kind of like the lion with a thorn in his paw, so it's time to pull together your courage. Pull together your courage and get back out there. You can do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll agree with Aphrodite that this is the time to pull your courage together, because here again, we're having Mercury and the Sun both going into Libra, and it's really empowering who you are. So I think you're right around the corner from getting a job, okay? And I think Aphrodite is totally correct with the right person sees you, you'll get the right job. I think you're very close to it. So I know that even though it's been a long haul, I think you're really close to getting this job.
Okay.
So call back in and let us know how things go, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
You too.
Bye. It does get discouraging for a lot of these people that have really been dedicated and filled out resumes and beat the streets and stuff. I mean, it's very, very hard in a lot of communities because, you know, I read people from just about every state. And it's really widespread. And I think it's much more widespread than a lot of people realize unless they do the kind of work that we do, because we do read people from all over. And
Absolutely.
Sometimes it can just be so frustrating for them, and you know, and you want to help as much as possible, so you're looking for things to change for them too. And sometimes when things are delayed, though, it's because something better's coming.
There's always a reason for the delay, and you have to look at that, of why there is that delay.
Exactly. So you're ready to take another call? I have somebody that's been on hold for almost a half an hour.
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Good evening. I just wanted to see if just seen any major cycles that were wrapping up, or I don't know. I've just been in a funk lately, and I just wanted to kind of see what was going on.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
January 30th, 1978.
And do you
need
to
accommodate?
Yeah. 2:33
p.m. Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. Do you still live there?
I do. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Worcester.
Were you?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Most of my family still lives there. I love going back to New England. I love New England.
Where are you now?
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you still get somewhat of a fall.
Yeah, I lived down in Florida for 20 years. I was so happy to move back to where there were seasons I can't begin to tell you. Wow, Jacqueline, do you want to start off on this one? Very
you want me to start off on this one?
Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, the first thing that stood out to me is the Saturn conjunct your moon. Emotionally, you've been suppressed for quite a while now, and I can appreciate the suppression, okay? But it is moving away. As Saturn has gone direct earlier and now is moving away from you, and so that affliction is coming up that is going away. There are several things going away. This one of the things that it's trying to teach you, because natally you have a Mars in Cancer, so you're such a nurturer for everybody else, and you know, such a love for everybody else, always trying to accommodate everything else, but you forget about yourself. And during this period of time, it's really testing you on loving yourself and finding new ways of loving yourself within your personal values and beliefs. Your personal values and beliefs are being challenged by your loved ones to make you look back at yourself instead of always nurturing everybody else. And so here again, what about you is the question here, okay? And when you start looking at yourself and nurturing yourself, things will start to make that shift and change.
Okay, with the Saturn conjunct moon, what exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that Saturn is the timekeeper. It's a disciplinarian. It takes its time in doing things, okay? And it's slow and steady. It's an outer planet, so it's slow and steady in its movement. And it's there to teach you about how you should feel. Okay, again, I talked about how you nurture others and think about others before yourself. This whole suppression has been to make you look at loving yourself and not loving others. And it's now releasing itself to where it's not so much pressure. So it's going to get easier for you to help others like you normally do, but you still have to understand the lesson that it's trying to that it tried to teach you, which is love yourself.
I think I got that. I think I'm coming. So I got married, I guess, when Saturn was in Libra, and I feel like I lost myself in this marriage, and then I got to a point where I'm like, okay, what about me? And I also got to a point where with other people where it was like, okay, no, I'm not going to do this for you, but I'll teach you how to do it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. If you teach a man to fish, the fish he'll eat for the rest of his life. If you give him
exactly.
A fish, he'll eat for a day.
That's my mother-in-law, so I had to kind of teach people. I can see how that works. Okay.
And Mars is sitting on Uranus in your natal chart, and that's why you feel like you want to like jump out of a burning building. You want to do something dramatic. You want to basically liberate yourself. And because Uranus is your ruler, and both the Sun and Venus were kissing the day you were born in Aquarius. It's beautiful energy, by the way. But it's squaring to Mars, and has been for the last week. So over the last week, instead of being down in the doldrums, you're starting to get a little bit resentful, a little bit angry, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to break the spell of this. I'm not going to do this anymore. But I think it's going to pay off, because I think people will start to, again, respect your time more and your energy and your efforts more than they did before. Okay, and it's not like you have to be mean to anybody, but you do have to set some realistic boundaries.
Right.
In order to liberate yourself. Now, how much time do you spend with, like, girlfriends?
This is the thing. I love my girlfriends, but I've outgrown them. So it's like, okay, can we hang out? No, the real ones. The real ones. I love them, but I'm bored when I'm around them.
Well, then maybe you need
to
add
here.
Someone.
They're old and from the past.
I'm sorry?
South Node is going through your 11th house of friendships, and you've outgrown quite a few friendships, and it's now time to move on and have some new people in your environment. You will always love them, and I'm sure they'll show up every once in a while, you know, just to say hi. But here again, this is a time for you to get out with and meet new people, have new friends, do all kinds of new things. The part of fortune's really complementing your advantages as far as people loving you. And so this is a good time for you to break away from old friendships and get back into new friendships.
Right. Can I ask a question that you just mentioned about the Venus and the Sun kissing on the day that I was born?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means that you are love incarnate in the light.
You said I'm love incarnate in the light?
Yep. In other words, you came here, and you came here, you're a spiritual person having a human experience.
Right.
And you are
right.
love. And you are love and light. Not necessarily love and work.
So you mean I'm like this?
No matter what.
I'm like the physical embodiment of like spiritual love?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice.
It is beautiful. And Jupiter being in Gemini this year, and Jupiter's only in Gemini every 12 years for a year. It is in your 12th house right now, so you want to have conversations with other people that are like you in that regard. It's very important for you right now.
Right.
To share that kind of altruistic aims and want to be more positive and want to exercise a certain level of independence even though they have people that they dearly love. You don't want love to be an entrapment. You want love to be a gift.
Right.
Right.
Can I ask one last question, ladies?
Shoot.
Okay. So I know that Saturn and Scorpio, Saturn and Scorpio is transiting October 4th, right? October 5th, October 4th. And I'm wondering, I have Uranus in my fifth house, so I'm wondering, how does that work?
Well, you can expect some big surprises. You can't have an epiphany about your own creative talents, which may not be being utilized to their optimum. Because Uranus is in your fifth house of romance, children, but also the fifth house rules the arts. Your creative
right.
energies, you know, adventures, things that people do in order to love their life. And Saturn passing over Uranus, again, would indicate you might try things you have never tried before.
Oh, nice. So I don't have to worry about, like, kids, right? Popping up.
Well, there is a possibility of unexpected pregnancy with that placement, yes. But it's not going to be there
absolutely.
For a while.
Absolutely.
You said it's not going to be there for a while?
It's not going to be there for a while. The Saturn's a slow-moving planet. It doesn't move that quickly. I'm going to tell you when it's actually going to hit Uranus. Hold on, let me just check my ephemeris here for you. That way you'll have an idea.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. What you're looking at is you're looking at November of next year.
Okay.
Saturn's going to be sitting very close to Uranus. And again, it might be a situation where you do suddenly get pregnant. It could be the time you suddenly decide you want to be. These things can occur, yes.
Got it.
You have to remember that the fifth house also rules the fact that you are a child as well, and Saturn is the parenting planet. You can also have some concerns about your parents or even your spouse's parents at that time, too. Unexpected things can occur.
I'm going to be nice with that one, but thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we're so glad you called in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a stellar weekend.
You too.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Pretty incredible chart, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty dynamic creature there.
I just love her voice. I hope she does something as far as her career with her voice. She's got a wonderful voice.
Oh, she could do that very easily.
Yeah, I just like the way she resonates. She resonates that light energy that she was born with in a very fine way. So, you ready for another caller?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station.
Lucky me.
You're on the air. How you
doing?
Hi.
Good, how are you guys?
Great. What's your name?
Holly.
Glad you called in tonight.
Do I give you my birthday?
You sure do.
Okay. 10/25/64.
Okay.
What time were you born?
1:43 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
I live in Fife, Washington. It's 20 minutes. Gosh, I'm echoing and it's making me crazy.
Sorry. I'm having a problem all night. Sorry.
South of Seattle. 20 minutes.
You are a long way from home, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So where you're born, you're supposed to stay there in that state?
No, it's just what happens is you have to realize that right now you're living under a different piece of sky than the one that you were born at. So one of the things that I do is that I relocate you because the way the planets used to move through your houses or the facets of your chart changes when you move across the globe because we're on an orb called Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an example, when you were born, you had 11 degrees of Aquarius rising. Aquarius rising can be very, very independent, very brilliant, okay, good with technology, and usually likes a lot of friends. Well, when you moved to Seattle, it went to Sagittarius rising, which is very philosophical, somewhat metaphysical, a love of adventure, wanting to be busy every minute. So it's a little bit of a shift of energy for you, but it's nice. They're both good. They're just different.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
So did you have a specific question for us tonight?
I guess I don't really know the man question.
A man question?
When am I
going to
find a man?
Oh, you don't
yet. I got divorced 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Serious. It's a good thing.
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is don't try too hard.
Okay.
You know, you want to be careful about rebound situations here, okay?
Yeah.
You just been through an ending, and you really want to find yourself, and you want to redefine yourself as a woman, okay? Because how long were you married?
5 years.
5 years.
Okay. So what you wanted 5 years ago is obviously not what you wanted today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've grown, you've changed, and so you've been going through some situations here of seeking your freedom. And the thing of being in a relationship, of course, you know, you get into that whole we thing instead of the I and you thing. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And you probably miss that because you're kind of a share person in your chart, you know.
Yep.
But
yep.
At the same time, you have to allow yourself to exercise a certain level of independence so that you can really find yourself and find some of the things that you like to do so whatever relationship you do find fits into your new life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
You know, I am going to go on a similar tone as you are. This is a great time to nurture yourself because here again, you know, learning about a relationship, you put a lot of work and effort into a relationship. That Scorpio energy is a very strong, desirous energy. And it wants to move quickly into things from one thing to the next. But when you're in it, you will still put every single ounce of energy to manipulate it into the best it can possibly be. Okay? And here again, I think Aphrodite is correct. That this is a time for you to remold yourself. Okay? I think you have a natural attraction for others to come to you. So you don't have to manipulate the situation. You don't have to be active in going out and looking for someone. Just standing there, you will naturally attract them.
Oh, great.
Right? You're an intense individual, and you will always have that attraction. Okay, I don't care how young or how old you get, men will be attracted to you. Okay, you have a sensuality that men love. Okay, so don't ever doubt that. But I think you need to be more discriminating. I think you need to think more about yourself than having that relationship, and I think you'll find the relationship that'll fit into your new lifestyle.
Okay. Sounds good.
On a brighter note, I want to tell you a couple of things, too.
Okay.
This beautiful new moon we're having tonight, and that's what the show's about, is sitting right on Venus, the love planet, in your chart, okay?
Huh?
Which means that new love is coming, all right? Saturn's approaching your sun. Okay, it's going to move into Scorpio this year. And Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is going to be moving into your seventh house of close personal relationships. And with Jupiter in Gemini, often things come in twos. You're going to attract two men before the end of this year, and you might not even really want either one of them as a lifelong mate. But you'll still have the opportunity to try them on for size.
Sorry, that's funny.
So allow yourself to learn, to meet new people, to date, to, you know, and again, to share your dialogue and share some of your dreams and don't get stuck back into old patterns and stuff. Just like really just enjoy your singleness for a little while. It can be a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Thank you.
Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Okay, you guys have a nice night.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Lots going on that chart. Perfect time for it to make a change.
Yeah.
Lots of changes.
Yeah. But again, sometimes after you've ended a relationship like that, it is good to, you know, test your boundaries a little bit. Try some new things. Connect with old friends. Create some new ones. You know, just rediscover yourself through that vehicle because, you know, sooner or later, like you said, she's such a, you know, she probably is a very desirable person, you know, so she's going to end up putting all her energy into her mate again, you know, and she needs to do it when she's been refreshed, I think, you know, better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Clicking and it's not coming up. There we go. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you tonight?
Good. My name's Darlene.
Okay, Darlene.
And my birthday is 9/15/52.
9/15/52?
No, 13, hon.
Thank you.
And 12:14 a.m. I was on Quincy, Mass.
Quincy.
All these Mass people. You must love this.
I am. I'm loving this. My old stomping ground.
Right.
What can we do? Are you still living in Quincy, by the way?
No, I'm in Florida.
Where? What part of Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. How do you like it?
I do.
Now, do you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, can you tell me what the new moon means for me?
It's dead on your sun.
Yep, sure is. It's new beginnings for sure with your radiant light.
Great.
And you are supposed to be able to work more effectively with your resources in this cycle, too. You're a naturally very resourceful person, aren't you?
Yes.
It really gives you the light to shine. It really gives you a new emotional beginning as far as really within what your true desires are and really seeing, you know, what's right for you and really doing it. I think this is a great time for you to especially do something in your home. Do you have some kind of home business that you do?
I do. I'm trying very hard to get into another business. I mean, I have options. Is there any, can you see me doing anything in particular?
In what? I'm sorry?
You know, there's an echo, so it's like I don't know if it's ringing. Am I echoing?
We've had problems tonight technologically. Sorry about that. But what kind of business were you looking at creating?
Well, it's a couple of things. Representing a jewelry company and also animal communication. I've really been trying to do that.
And actually, both areas do have potential in your chart, for sure.
I
like the jewelry.
Which
company.
One has your heart more?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the animal communication would be like a business of my own, and that's where my heart is more.
You know, I would definitely pursue that if I were you. I think you have a good ability of being able to do that with all that Libra energy in your fifth house.
Yeah.
I think it can work really well for you. And, you know, I would just go do it and not think about it. This is a perfect time to start this business. This is a perfect time to go and do this, especially with Venus conjunct your south node. It's just coming into orb of it. And so going back and dealing with that, the pets is a great thing for you.
I just don't know what else. I mean, I've been trying this for a while. Can't hear the animals yet. I just don't know what next step would be.
I think to exercise your talent, really. I mean, you have planets in Leo, which rules cats. You have planets in Virgo, which rules dogs. You have your Mars in Sag, which rules horses and farm animals. The sky's the limit. Now,
okay.
How have you been practicing?
Meditating, being around animals. I fostered two kittens. That was great. Trying to meditate and that sort of thing.
I think that could be something that's very good for you as a supplemental job. I don't see you doing it exclusively, but I think that it would really make you happy, and it would really make the people you work with very happy regarding these animals. Because you can definitely channel light and stuff. You can definitely can translate the energies very well in here, and I think the more you practice it now, because Jupiter's in Gemini this year, it's actually in Gemini until late June of next year, this is a time when you can become much more proficient at it with relative ease. It's amazing.
Okay.
But I do like the representing a jewelry company, too, because all of those Libra plants in your fifth house, because there's a part of you that just loves beautiful things, huh?
Right. Nice. I do have a best friend that is just spectacular. She makes her own jewelry, and she should be well known. Does a wonderful job.
And then you'd be sharing the experience with another person, and I think you'd enjoy that a lot because that Libra part of you does like to work with people that you respect and admire and stuff. It makes it nice for you.
Right.
Well, if I were you, I just start to move forward, and I develop the different things that you're interested in right now, and I feel you'll know inside yourself where you're going to spend more time, because what's going to happen is the work's just going to come in, the appreciation's going to come in, and you're going to know exactly where you need to be. Don't push through it close by itself. Just go for it.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. You have a really great night.
You too.
All right. God bless.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Very interesting chart.
Yes.
Very interesting chart.
She can communicate with the animals.
Yeah, and the thing is, it surprises me a little bit because of the fact that there's such a call for that right now. You know? I mean, we have a couple of animal communicators here in Roanoke, and they're busy all the time. You know, of course, we have a lot
That's
of farmland.
That's a good thing.
Yep. We have a lot of farming. We have a lot of people that have land. They have multiple pets and stuff like that. And often there's a need for that because, you know, it's funny because my mom will say to me sometimes, too bad I didn't speak cat better than I do. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I can appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, all right. You ready for another caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you. My name is Shauna. I'm doing good. And how are you doing?
Great. We're having a fun night tonight.
Yeah, it is a fun night.
So when's your birthday?
Any day and month and year?
Yes, please.
May 31st, 59.
And what time were you born?
I think it's early in the morning. And I was born in Europe.
You mean early in the morning, more towards breakfast time, more towards midnight?
No, 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 like 6 or 7 o'clock.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Well, I cannot give you some information over the radio, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, where do you live now, then?
I live in California.
What city?
Los Angeles, Sacramento, give me a general vicinity.
It's Orange County.
Okay.
And what special question did you have for us tonight?
What do you see in my love life this year or for next year? I just don't know if you see any good time, then things will be developed into a long-term relationship.
Well, the first thing that stands out with me is that we've been talking about Pluto going direct on Tuesday, and that Pluto has been sitting on your Saturn in your 7th house of 1-to-1 relationships where you're located at this point in time. And so that you've had a restriction as far as your love life is concerned, and that restriction is easing off at this time, which is really good. I think you're going to find a little bit better of an opening as far as your love life is concerned. You're still learning a lesson of balance in your love life.
Lesson?
Yes. Equal in partnership is the balance that you're learning. You're looking for a mate that can be equal in partnership to you. You like somebody who's intellectually stimulating for you.
Someone who's intellectually stimulating and employed. A lot of people that I met are unemployed, and I'm not interested in that.
Well, again here, Pluto has been retrograde. I think that door is opening up here in the near future since it's going direct on Tuesday. I think within the next couple months you're going to see a different result because of that is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Can I ask one short question?
Sure.
In the last several months I've been having serious issues with my health. Unfortunately, none of the tests shows was the problem. It's my stomach area.
Okay.
And do you see that there will be any improvement or any treatment, anything? Because I got to the point where I'm losing hope that I will ever feel good.
Well, you have both your Venus and your Mars in Cancer, which rules the stomach proper. And right now, they're not really severely afflicted in the chart. There's some frustration here, of course, because you've been experiencing sensation. But now, do you suffer from a lot of anxiety?
Not really. I'm not even stressed. I'm trying to exercise, and I sleep well. And
okay. Because you actually have more trines to that conjunction than you have any squares, really. There's not a lot of affliction there at this point in time. But because your Neptune is technically square to your Mars, so often diagnosis can be difficult for you. Now, Uranus has been in Aries, and it's been sitting very close to your Moon, so I have a feeling that some of this is an emotional issue. And again, because I don't know everything about you, I know that you'd like to have a nice relationship, and I know that, you know, you'd like to, again, feel a sense of wholeness, which is what you're seeking right now. But I think that at the same time, I think that whatever it has been disturbing your stomach, I think for some reason, as mysteriously as it came, I think it will mysteriously also disappear.
I hope so. How soon this will happen?
Say again?
How soon it will disappear, because it's been several months, and
Mars
it's very
been passing over your Jupiter, and I have a feeling that that's the key here. Let me tell you exactly when that happens. Let me just check my ephemeris here for you for a moment. want it about 25 degrees C. We're looking at... I just overshot it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be pretty much clearing up by the first week of October for some reason. I feel that that's when it's going to kind of clear up because Mars is going to be sitting on your Jupiter in your sixth house of work. And it may be, again, something that you do or you decide to do or a decision that you make. And that, for some reason, is what's going to clear up the problem.
Oh, great.
So Mars is conjoining your Jupiter. It's going to be squaring Chiron. And for some reason, you're going to say, oh, I remember when this started. This is what the problem is. I feel you're more likely to figure it out than the doctor.
I was trying to think again, and I tried everything I could, and believe me, I tried all the herbs I could buy, nothing helps, and no one knows what it is.
Exactly. But I think it's something emotional that you're going to be needing to release, and I think once you release that, it will disappear.
Okay.
Okay. Well, glad
you
called
in
tonight. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. It's mysterious because usually when people have something that is an illness that's that persistent, usually I see something, you know, that's really dynamic in that sixth house, and I'm not really seeing it.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% on that. I think that all of a sudden it's going to release. I think that there's something hidden that needs to be exposed, and once it's exposed, it'll go away. And I do believe that she's going to be the one to figure it out, not the doctors. So, you know, I agree with you 100% on that. There's too many blessing lines there.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Well, maybe we have time to take one more. You want to go for it?
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain. Life is good.
My birthday is 12/13/53, and I was born at 10:05 a.m. in Utica, New York.
Utica.
Do you still live there?
No, I live in Maryland.
Oh, what city?
Edgewater, near Annapolis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Maryland's a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Oh, wow, what a beautiful chart you have, my dear. Wow. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, I'm working on my spirituality, and I'm taking a channeling class, but I'm having a hard time visualizing.
Okay. As far as the class is concerned, is it totally done visually?
No, I have like eight more sessions.
Okay. The way your chart's set up, do you mind if I go ahead on this one, Jacqueline?
Go ahead.
Okay. You have the new moon and the Virgo planets transiting your eighth house of the psychic right now, okay? The Virgo energy is actually in square to your Sag sun, okay? A lot of times, spirit's going to speak to you through the thing you're most familiar with. It could be a smell, an aroma. It could be you get actually telepathic information without a visual counterpart, that you'll actually feel that someone is talking in your head, but they're not really talking like auditorily, but you're getting some strong impressions of things, and you can feel things in your body, but you won't necessarily always see things visually. Everyone's psychic gift is just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know, I'm an associate pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel here in Virginia. And the senior pastor, he is a blindfold billet medium, okay? And he's always been into movies and stories and TV all his life. And so a lot of times when he gets messages, it has to do with the character. And he'll say the name of the character, and sure enough, that's the person sitting right in front of him, their first name. The spirit they wanted to talk to. So people get their impressions and their information differently depending on their overall chart. And I think that, again, as far as the visual experience, it's not always the only thing that you will get. You will get other things, too. Are you following me on this?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of the three-digit numbers.
Oh, really?
The 222, the 333, the 444.
Right. Now, have you always been kind of a numbers person?
No, but I've seen 444 for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, and now I'm getting more of the other numbers.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you should basically study a little bit of numerology.
That's a possibility.
To go along with that, because then you'll have something to attach the messages you're getting. Because sometimes people's guides are people that have been mathematicians in other lives, you know, or they've been inventors, or they've worked with those elements, because that's been around for so long. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and, you know, she has the Pisces moon like myself, and so I completely understand where she's coming from as that's concerned. I want to see it. Okay. And it's not that with you. You will eventually, once things, you know, once you get really tuned into a lot of things, be able to see some visions. But it's not, I'll agree with Aphrodite, that isn't the modality that I would go with you, is really visualizing things. There's impressions, and I think the numbers are just the beginning of the impressions. I think you're holding yourself back and not just letting it flow, even though it might be the most unusual thing, and it doesn't make sense to you, but to let it flow and see where that goes, okay, because it's going to come in an unusual form. I think you're more in tune with the feeling of the energy, and I think she's right on the mark that you'll hear an internal voice, like the numbers 444, 333, things like that. I think you need to study many different modalities to really tune your abilities where it makes sense to you. But the first thing I would do is start just noting what you're doing without judgment, not saying what is this attached to or where does it come in, because it will come back, and you'll go, okay, that's where that came in from, or that's where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good idea for you to pick a simple book on numerology and something that's not going to get you so caught up in it that you let your mental focus take you away from your psychic gifts. But there's a number of books out there. They're just, you know, simple introductory numerology or numerology for dummies, whatever they call it. But just want to give you an idea of each number so that when you start to get the numbers, you're going to attach it to the basic information, and then you might see things behind that veil. Okay? So I think that I would give that a shot. I think you might get a lot out of that.
Okay. Okay.
Remember, it's a feeling that you're looking for.
A feeling? Okay.
And you're going to be very empathic, so when you do start to really open yourself up psychically, be careful, because when you're around people that are hurting or something, you might end up feeling some of their pain. So be a little careful with that. You're going to have to learn to do a little bit of shielding. And I'm assuming in the class they're giving you, they'll teach you that, because most of the classes that are put together, they do teach you some shielding techniques.
Well, she told me to close my heart and just keep it open from, like, my third eye and your crown chakra.
Okay. All right. And like I said, if this person's instructing you, because you still have a few weeks left, there might be more things to start to unfold for you.
Right.
So I just go ahead and I do that, but I would look into the numerology a little bit and start, you know, playing with it, even if you just start reading about it online. But okay. I just think that it might really benefit some of the impressions that you're getting.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a really great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Jacqueline, we're at the top of the hour once again. I suppose we should tell people how they can find us.
All right. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110. And Jack and I both have been astrologers for more years, and we're going to tell you on the air. We do private consultations in great detail. We even record it for you. And if you need our services, don't hesitate to contact us either through Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to my website, www.aphrodette.com. That's APHRODETTE.com. And we're here just about every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., reading you live on the air with one profound question, trying to put out there that we are there to help you. Look forward to getting with you next week.
Good night.
Happy New Moon. Good night.